Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
David Cobb writes about college football and college basketball for CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at David W. Cobb. All right, Cobb, so we've been having a, I don't know, I guess maybe we were reinventing a Simmons segment. I don't actually know if Simmons compares transfer portal players to cars, but I feel like right now the Tigers transfer portal class got a lot of ranging Honda Accords. Haggerty to me feels like fully loaded. Whatever, maybe that thing's even a hybrid. Like, I don't know. Every possible option you could put on an Accord, that feels like P.J. Haggerty to me. The rest feel like really solid, reliable cars, but I do not think – no one's mistaking it for a luxury liner.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a really good start, but to me it's just a start because yeah. There's so many more spots to fill up. So I can see the early makings of a NCAA tournament caliber roster, because you think about it, Haggerty is your guy with the ball in his hands. Dane Danger is a good post player. We'll see how he's going to be used by Penny and by that Memphis staff. And then you got a guy over there in Rodgers who can knock down the three. So, you know, you got unique pieces that could all fit together coherently. Where do they go from here? I don't know. In some respects, I would almost say that with Haggerty, you've got your engine. So now it's about filling the pieces around him strategically. And so if you go out and get 3 or 4 more guys who all average 20 points a game at mid-major schools, I don't know that that's the best fit, even if they might be higher rated players. I think you need to actually go out and find some more of your Nick Jourdains and your guys who can fill roles and play defense and go out and find you some guys who, like Rodgers, are good three-point shooters. Because the way I view it, P.J. Haggerty is going to have the ball in his hands a lot and going to play 30-plus minutes a game. I'm sure that's why he came to Memphis. I'm sure that's what Memphis envisions for him. And so you get a guy like that, it's about filling out the pieces around him.
So Chris Brock on Twitter writes into us, and I think this is actually fair. Danger over Malco or Jordan Brown, which, duh. I mean, yeah. I respect Chris for not even having the, like, don't even need to list Jordan Brown. Like, a warm body over Jordan Brown. All right, I agree with that. Haggerty's, this is his question. Like, to me, it's like this. Haggerty's upside over Quinterly, he says it's an 8 out of 10. I mean, Mark was on this pretty early. I feel like he was on this in November. It's pretty obvious to figure out the games where Memphis looked good and the games where Memphis looked bad. And it was typically, did Quinterly look good? Did Quinterly look bad? And so, I'm curious, do you think Haggerty will be as much of a swing guy for the Tigers as Quinterly was?
Well, yeah, but I also think he's going to be a bit more consistent because of how much damage he does inside the arc, how efficient he is at attacking the rim. So to me, it's like the question with PJ Haggerty isn't whether he's going to get his points. I think he's going to get his points pretty much every night. He's shown that he can do that in the AAC already. So the question is then, and this may not be a question for this next season, the beauty of Haggerty is that you get him for theoretically, hopefully, three seasons. And it's can over time, can he build a 3-point shot? Because that's just not really there for him yet.
Maybe a nice extended warranty on that luxury touring Accord. You know what I mean?
Well, Accords are reliable. You buy an Accord.
You don't even need that powertrain warranty.
Accords are not the grad transfer of the car market.
You know what, Mark? I'll throw in 3 years free oil changes.
No one's No one's getting an Accord for 1 year. An Accord is a long term buy. No, all right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why Haggerty is the perfect fit for the analogy because you can put a lot of miles on those tires. They've got a long way to go.
Damn right.
Well, here's
Dane Danger. He's kind of like a big SUV that doesn't get a whole lot of fuel efficiency. Mm-hmm. But man, he's got some.
Did we get a Hummer?
Was it Rocktober? All these Rocktober deals.
It's like
one of the South Park's greatest bits, the Rocktober Hummer Fest where no one's at the parking lot.
Yeah, but not every family needs a Hummer. If you live in warm weather and you're not hauling a bunch of stuff, I mean, do you need the big SUV or the big truck?
Well, did we get a Jeep Grand Cherokee? Is that what you're telling me?
Grand Wagoneer. Have you seen the price tag on those bad boys?
No, I'll tell you, the Grand Wagoneer was Umar Ballo. Did y'all see that he was going for 1.2 mil?
I don't believe that.
Is there anyone out there that can actually amass? I don't feel like the information's worthless. Because I do think
let's just be real. It's like when you're younger and someone asks you how many girls have you had sex with, and it's always divided by three. It's the same thing with NIL money. Whatever number they give you, divide it by three.
Yeah. So I mean, for me, that was zero divided by zero.
Yeah, I would say this was my contra argument because Mark was saying like I just don't think whatever you're going to pay Kennard, it's not going to be worth it in the playoffs next year. I was like. Well, $6.5 million divided by zero is still zero, so that's what they're going to be paying Conchar. So, yes, I'm with you. When you divide it by zero, it doesn't matter. I think the other thing, though, for me is, like, it feels like a lot of these numbers that you see thrown out, it's like over the length of if he were to stay 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, I need to know what you're paying him this year.
Yeah. What's the bye week? What's getting direct deposited?
Yeah.
What's getting direct deposited in there?
Most of these NIL agreements are essentially 1 year contracts. That's what it is. It's free agency anew every year. And we haven't gotten to the point yet where these collectives are smart enough to try and put, you know, multiple year stipulations on these agreements, but there's growing sort of push within the industry, even from some agents, to have some more structure to some of these NIL deals to where you could put contractual parameters about payment for multiple years on an NIL agreement contingent upon, you know, things like the student athlete remaining a resident of the area, you know, there's certain tricky ways you can phrase it to where if they leave and go to another school, you're not on the hook. Right. But, yeah, I mean, it's wild, some of these numbers that are getting thrown around.
Well, back to the original topic at hand. I am curious about PJ Haggerty. Like, ultimately, do you think Memphis will be good? And you know what good means here. Like, ultimately, given what happened last season, you know, to feel good about this season, you at the very least have to have a tournament team again. And, like, are they good if PJ Haggerty is the best player on the team? That's my biggest question about all of this. Because my gut tells me maybe he's the best player, but it feels like you're going to need a 1A, 1B type of situation. Because I just watched him as the best player on a team in the AAC. And I know he'll have a better supporting cast here. But ultimately, they were one of the worst. Tulsa was a bottom-tier team in the AAC with him as their best player last year. And while I think Memphis will have a better supporting cast around him, I worry about ultimately winning the league if he's your best player. There's a little concern for me, especially as a sophomore. Maybe 2 years from now, 3 years from now, if he's your best player, you're good. But I worry about it next year in his second year of playing college basketball, him as your best player, and you kind of living up to what you need to live up to if you're Memphis.
I mean, that's fair, but I do believe Dane Danger could be an all AAC type of player. I mean, I think the potential is there. I just doubt whether or not the way Memphis plays is really going to benefit him like he thinks it might, because he's leaving Illinois because they went too fast. They played five out. Coleman Hawkins was a more versatile floor stretching big man who was eating up all of his minutes. And you go and look at the type of big men that Memphis has historically used under Penny Hardaway. It's kind of the exact same thing. They want a guy like Naquan Tomlin or a guy like Precious Achiuwa.
Duren was a bigger guy, you know, and they used him in the post pretty effectively at times. And it sounds like Danger, one of the things he's like, when he talked to Jason Munns, I mean, I think there's a plan in place. Like, he's supposed to arrive back on campus like 15 to 20 pounds lighter than he was at Illinois.
Sure.
What do we use in football season? Typically, whoever's bet, you know, like it's like best shape of his career.
Yeah.
We're going to have best shape of his career stories about Dane Danger coming into next year.
Okay. But even if all that transpires and, you know, he gets to campus, he's in the best shape of his life. The guy's still built more like DJ Burns than Naquan Tomlin. So, is that guy going to be able to play 30 minutes a game if you're going to keep going as one of the top 50 pace teams in college basketball like Memphis traditionally has?
And press.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how much use do you get out of him in a press defensively? So,
I've watched really the film. Good, he's more agile than Jordan Brown was this year.
Yeah, he's athletic. He's nimble, but, you know, he's not going to hit threes for you. He's not going to get out and defend on the perimeter like a Tomlin or an Achiuwa or even a Duren, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm just really curious to see how Memphis uses Dane Danger, because I think the potential is there for him to be really, really good, like, you know, third team or second team, maybe even all conference. But, you know, that's only going to happen if they play in a way that suits him.
Yeah, no, and it's – I do think with Haggerty, with Rodgers – with Danger, you've given yourself a nice foundation where, like, even if they don't make a big splash, another big splash in the portal, they just, like, start, you know, they add some of these more role player plus types that they're in on right now. I do think, given the state of the league, they will be in contention for the league title. I don't know. I don't know if you give yourself, like, the best chance at winning it, but, like, I think it's more a reflection, like, I thought it was remarkable. I think it was late last week, Evan Maya put out there, the AAC has lost almost 40% of its scoring from last season already, and that was as of last week in the transfer portal. The third highest number of transfers in the country by conference is from the AAC. They lost, as of last week, they'd lost 80 players. 80 guys had gone in the portal. Like, it's crazy how the makeup of the league now.
Essentially, the entire North Texas team is in the portal. I mean, there's like five or six guys who are like decent players from North Texas who are transferring.
Two of them one visited Memphis this past weekend, and another, I think, is here right now.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, do I have any doubt that Memphis is going to have one of the most talented rosters in the conference? No. I firmly believe that. You can already look at the makings of this next Memphis roster and safely bet that it'll be one of, if not the most talented rosters in the league. It's just ultimately, can you build a winner out of a team that, let's say, 10, 11, 12 scholarships, you know, going to be filled with transfers? That's just a tough ask in this day and this time. And it's like, you know, you're just not seeing teams have a whole lot of high-level success with that type of roster composition. So, you know, the exceptions to that are when you get a first-year coach whose entire roster has been wiped out and they got to go to the portal out of necessity. You know, we're in a situation now where Penny's 6 years in, and, you know, this is kind of the way that they're having to build it. And I don't think it's ideal, but I do think when you think about the league that they're in, yeah, they should definitely be the most talented team in the league, just like arguably they were this past season.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the key question for me is, what is the standard? Because where I'd push back against Mark a little bit is, I do agree – the people that are freaking out about recruiting, and to be clear, this is a very, very small group of people. But the people that are freaking out about recruiting, I would also point out, this would be like, in the traditional recruiting sense, Cobb, when you were covering Tennessee and I'm covering Ole Miss, if I would have written a column in October that the recruiting is a problem,
well, it's kind of incomplete. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily fair. It doesn't mean that inevitably it's going to be right or wrong, but it's just incomplete. I do think, though, what you can tell at this point is it doesn't feel like they're swimming in the waters of a team that's going to have, you know, top 15, second weekend, however you want to define it, those type of expectations. But if it's a team that's the standard is get to the tournament, see what happens, well, then, yeah. Like, I kind of like the way that they're doing it because I do think that this type of team would probably have more buy-in than what they've done, what they did the last year.
The team with Kendrick Davis and DeAndre Williams that made the NCAA tournament, that really should have won that first game in the NCAA tournament, that was a two-man team. I mean, and they surrounded those two guys with role players who played their roles, McCadden and Kennedy and, you know, some of those guys who were not even on the radar of being a top 100 transfer in that cycle, but who came in and played a little defense, hit some shots every now and then, and kept the floor space for Kendrick Davis. And, you know, you can build a roster that way. Kendrick Davis, I had ranked number one in that portal cycle, and rightfully so. I mean, he was the best transfer in college basketball that year. T.J. Haggerty, I don't have that high, but I still have him in the top 30. So, I mean, you got the early makings of it there. You don't have that DeAndre Williams yet, a versatile forward. But like I said, if they're willing to cater the way they played at Dame Danger, he's a really good player. So you don't. It's not about going and getting the highest level of talent that you can get. That's what this past year was. I mean, everybody was talking about Memphis going into the 23-24 season as being top 15 in terms of sheer talent, but it didn't work out. There were too many egos to feed. Too many people needed the ball. Too many people needed their minutes. And I actually prefer the roster composition of the year before because, yeah, you had KD, who was your superstar transfer, but, you know, all the pieces fit around him pretty well, and it was obvious to everybody who came to Memphis that they were going to play through Kendrick Davis. I don't know that it was obvious to anybody on that team this past year who was going to be the alpha or who was going to be the guy. And David Jones turned out to be that guy, but necessarily think that Memphis believed that was going to be the case when they signed him.
They did not. They made that. Ash Penny said that, made that clear.
I think we all feel, I feel pretty comfortable the highest paid guy on the team was Quinterly.
I think that might be right.
And I think that's, you know, if you're looking at it that way, like, I would expect that that's the guy that you were thinking is going to be your guy.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it ended up being Tomlin because I think Tomlin, when he came available late, like, he was,
yeah, I don't know,
pretty highly sought after, but yeah.
Who knows? Well, in while we've been talking, I guess while we've been on air today, the NCAA got one step closer. I think we're like one more vote away from transfers officially needing, you know, you can just transfer whenever you want as long as you're in good standing academically.
You know what I mean.
So the NCAA is on the brink of ratifying
just,
that.
Just to be clear, NCAA, what if I'm not? What are you going to do about it? I got a lawyer here.
So it means, Mr. Gatekeeper of the transfer portal, you are going to have a job for the foreseeable future, Mr. Cobb.
We're actually so,
you might have to pay Google to, like, expand your cloud, you know, because that spreadsheet's just going to be, like, continuously updated.
Yeah, it's funny. The article right now, if you look at it on the homepage, it's like 24-minute read. Because it's like,
I don't even think the work. Belichick story that, like, had four writers today is that long.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. But we're actually teaming up with 24/7. Like, you know, CBS bought 24/7 a few years ago. So we're, like, beginning to do some synergy there to where, like, we're going to change the way we do this. But for now, yeah, it's a hefty. I mean, think about this. My number 70 transfer right now is Trey Townsend, who was the best player on that Oakland team that beat Kentucky.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, that's my number 70 player. He was the Horizon League Player of the Year. And, you know, he's barely on the cusp of my rankings. I mean, that's how much talent there is out there in the portal right now. And, you know, so it's staggering. I mean, I would almost take the top 70 guys in the portal over any of the top five freshmen right now. You know, I'm sure there's been a conversation today about Billy Richmond, you know, and mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, okay, talented guy, legacy guy, but, like, could he help you next year? I don't know. And if you get him and he doesn't help you next year, is he going to stay? So it's like, man, these are just wild times that we're living in.
Yeah, Yeah, it is. It is crazy, and it, you know, that list is only going to grow. I mean, we still have the NBA draft deadline in a month or whatever it is. Lots more. We'll look forward to talking to you about it in the coming weeks. Cobb, we appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.